You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've got this giant stack of really important news in front of us today, and we got several guests coming on as well. But right in front of me is last Friday's top story for this show, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the big paper of that state of Nevada, where it talked about how in a corruption case of a topless bar allegedly paying off a county commissioner for zoning, that Homeland Security, FEMA, you know, they're all involved with the FBI through the Patriot Act. Because when you have a Patriot Act investigation, it's under the terrorism clause, so the whole shadow government is involved. But this was exclusively, in the prosecution of it at least, a local matter. But you have the Fed supplying information using the Patriot Act and violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Think about that. And they said, oh, this is the first time to our knowledge, the defense attorney said, that this has been used in a corruption case. Well, the FBI said they were using the Patriot Act up in Philadelphia with that mayor, and they're using it in thousands of drug cases that we know about. But think about that. The government told you, the media told you, this is only to be used to stop terrorists. And I pointed out over and over again for the last two-plus years that, well, you see, the definition of a terrorist isn't the definition I would have or you would have. We think of someone in a black ski mask about to bomb a school bus or a state capitol building or a power plant. But in reality, the definition of terrorism isn't kidnapping for political gain or murder or sabotaging bridges. It's any crime that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. So maybe, just maybe, listeners would like to call in on this subject, because we covered a lot of different news, but we didn't get a lot of calls on that subject last Friday. We had calls on every other subject, basically, but we should discuss this. And if anybody argues with you about the Patriot Act being misused, there are now hundreds of articles from the New York Times, the Washington Times, to the Associated Press, to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, to the Austin American-Statesman, where they admit this is happening. But no one seems to point out in the news that Ashcroft said it would only be used against terrorists and that the average citizen wouldn't be affected. We got Paul Joseph Watson coming on in the third hour to talk about some of the latest developments in the police state. Also, an article that Henry McCall wrote about how one of the top Trotskyites admitted when he was captured by Stalin's secret police that, you better leave me alone, I work for the capitalists, the real communist conspiracy works for the capitalists and the Illuminati. So that's coming up. New big developments on the USS Liberty in the last few weeks, and I haven't covered this properly. We will. It's been in a lot of the major papers. This time it's out of Newsmax. The USS Liberty bombshell. Turns out people involved in the government whitewash have now come forward and have said, we were told a lie, and say that Israel did this on accident when in truth they did it on purpose. And yes, LBJ knew about it, and they let the whole thing take place so they could blame it on Egypt as a pretext to invade. Oh, attacking your own troops to blame it on foreign enemies. Hitler did it. Our government's done it. Operation Northwoods details it. And now shocking smoking gun evidence. There's already smoking gun evidence and red flag evidence on this story, but even more, just the cherry on top. I'm sure there'll be hundreds of other cherries placed by the end of it. But a lot of big-time former brass coming forward and saying I was part of the cover-up, basically. So that's coming up. More on the bombing in Saudi Arabia. More on the troops getting killed in Iraq. It's just a big show, so you'll want to stay with us on this Monday edition, the 10th of November, 2003. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back. Please stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and back from 9 to midnight Central, we do this show live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com, and on four different satellite frequencies, three different satellites, and all the details of our affiliates, frequencies, internet listening is at GCNLive.com. I was at the grocery store early this morning, and I saw Time Magazine, government propaganda vehicle, and I picked it up. I rarely buy it. Headline, are we giving kids too many drugs? A medicated generation is growing up with quick fixes for mood and behavior. Here are the benefits and the risk. And I read about a third of the article, stuck at red lights and traffic, and read some of it sitting here before this show started. And I haven't read the whole article, so but I can comment on what I did read, the first few pages. A few years ago, there was a Time Magazine headline, The Shame of Foster Care, how you're five times more likely to be abused in foster care. I'm not bashing all foster parents. I'm just saying statistically, you don't do as good a job as parents. The government hurts children on average. So the bad guys, on average, are the ones claiming they know how to do things. Well, it's the same thing in this article. And before I read part of the story, I'm going to try to read the last half of it, last two-thirds of it, during other breaks. But it says, Jamari 8 is being treated for what doctors believe is a mood disorder. Man, that's the cover. And basically, well, yeah, there's a few problems, but drugging 10 million children is good, and 10 million adults on Prozac and other type drugs alone, a total of 20 million on some type of mood-altering drug, just in the adults. And a lot of these numbers aren't reported, so it's probably much higher. And they admit the kids are crushing up the Ritalin and snorting it. It's basically methamphetamine, pharmacological grade. We could spend all day on this. I mean, your child is hyper because they got Coke machines and candy bar machines all over the school. And the children are bouncing off the walls. I mean, when I was in junior high, high school, they had vending machines everywhere. They were just putting them in. And every other break, I'd take a couple dollars every day. I'd eat two candy bars. I'd drink two Coca-Colas. I mean, I was so hopped up by the end of the day on sugar, I'd have the headaches, sugar crashes. And then we wonder why they're overweight. We wonder why they're hyperactive. Oh, your child's being obnoxious. Here, let's not discipline them properly with the corporal punishment like we all had growing up. Let's hop them up on Ritalin, Prozac, Luvox. And now they're even getting them into lithium. You name it. And in your guts, in your heart, you know it's wrong. And it's come out that in young people, the Prozac-style drugs, that old class of psychotropics, boost the amount of suicides. Every mass shooter we've looked at, every woman drowning four children, every person running around at a party stabbing seven people with a butcher knife, every time I see one of these articles, a month later it'll come out in the paper, oh, well, it emerged they were on Prozac, they were on Ritalin, they were on Luvox, they were on both, they were on Zocor. All these different drugs. I mean, every shooter, Kip Kinkle, Harris, Kleibold, Malvo, Muhammad, on and on. The Tasmanian shooter killed 24 people. On and on and on. They're always on it. Not most of the time. Every single time. Because they put you into a dreamlike, mesmerized state. Literally, you're like sleepwalking. And yeah, most of the time you're smiley, you're happy, but when you have a nightmare, when you have a break with reality and what they call a bad trip, because the psychotropics are categorized as hallucinogens. Do you know that? When something bad happens, you become a psychotic and you lose that connection with reality and you don't have those natural God-given buffers in your psyche that God has given us. So it's very, very, very serious. So we'll spend some time on that. But when you read a Time Magazine article of the shame of foster care, or the real Jessica Lynch, or the dark secrets of drugging our children, the answer is, well, there's a few problems, but overall it's good. See, they know that you know there's a problem, so they come out and report the story and then kind of bend you to their will and soft soap the whole situation. And that's what's happening. So we'll get into that a little bit later. In the last segment, I mentioned that Las Vegas Review Journal article about how they're going after the topless bar, the county commissioner for zoning corruption, zoning laws with the Patriot Act. Maybe you want to comment on that. I mean, how many news articles have you seen? How many cop shows now? People send me videos all the time of cops on Fox or this other show called Las Vegas, where it's, you know, the cop shows, and they bust some kids trying to do some graffiti on a billboard, and they go, you can't see lawyers, you better answer our questions because we can use the Patriot Act on you. Back to Las Vegas and them using the Patriot Act on a wide range of issues. Of course we should repeal the Patriot Act, the entire thing. How dare them say we should give up liberty for security when those that are taking our liberty for so-called security are involved in September 11th, involved in every form of lying you can imagine, and moving to have the matricula consular, or the consular matricula, fake IDs accepted in the entire country. And then I've got this article here, the USS Liberty bombshell. I'm going to read it in total here in a second. Then shocking images shame U.S. forces A series of shocking pictures revealed U.S. soldiers tying up Iraqi women and children in their own homes and provoking international outrage. Well, why is everybody mad about them tying five-year-olds up or tying them up out in the sun or beating women up or bulldozing orange groves or date palm groves? Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's what the bad guys do generally in history, but we've got our own problem. You know, last week I saw this article, and the video's posted on Infowars.com, I believe on Prison Planet 2. They busted into that Goose Creek school. Dozens of police ordered all the children, cussing and screaming at them, by the way, to get down on the ground. I've got a link to a local newscast. I forgot to tell my webmaster to do that. Off the local news, it's much more detailed than what MSNBC posted. I got to call my wife up and tell her to post that link we were sent from a local newscast from last Thursday. It's a lot stronger than what came out over the weekend on MSNBC. The police yelling, screaming at the children, pointing guns at them. MSNBC edited it down to some of the less offensive stuff. And they thought there was some marijuana in the school. And by the way, another wrinkle in the newscast is it shows the principal with these giant computer screens, these giant plasma screens, we're talking costing $2,000 a piece, with dozens of little camera boxes in each one, you know, little TV screens. You know how you can get the big screen TV and have 20 screens up on them once? Well, these computer screens have got all the little, you know, each plasma screen has dozens of little screens in it. It shows the principal, well, we got the whole school surveilled. Yeah, all over the country, they got them in the bathrooms, the showers, the classrooms. We got the whole place surveilled, and we heard from a tip there might have been some marijuana. So we had the raid. And so all your children, like it's a lockdown at a prison, everybody learns how to get down on their faces, put their hands behind their heads, and no drugs are found. Well, I'm not the only one that has a problem with this. The parents aren't the only ones that have a problem with it. The state police have got a problem with it. State investigates school drug sweep, Associated Press. State police are investigating why officers charged into a crowded high school hallway with guns drawn and a drug sweep. Videotape from Stratford High School surveillance camera showed students sitting on the floor Wednesday while officers with guns drawn looked for drugs. Charleston area prosecutor Ralph Hoyston asked the state law enforcement division to look into possible police misconduct. That'll be a whitewash. In the operation, he called for the probe Friday after counseling and consulting with Barclay County Sheriff Wayne DeWitt. No drugs were found in the early morning sweep that included 14 officers and one drug dog. Some students were cuffed during a raid. I don't think there was anything wrong at all with law enforcement addressing a problem in a high school, but I have serious concerns about the need for restraining students and drawing weapons. Let me just say this to you. Folks, they do drills from Austin to Dallas to D.C. to Los Angeles to Detroit, Michigan, where I got video of them screaming, cussing, pointing MP5s at fifth graders as they cry, as they put plastic handcuffs on everyone in the school. These are drills. They shot 2 years ago Cop of the Year in Fort Worth in the head in a drill with loaded guns. About a year and a half ago in Detroit, this is just when I did a web search on it for Road to Tyranny. I put a couple articles in there about this. They shot a 9-year-old girl in the face with a Glock 9mm, splattering her head. She lived. Splattering her head in one of these drills. They got drills where they shoot your children and shoot fellow police officers. Don't believe me? Do a web search. Police officer injures student, shoots student in drill, in raid. Type it in. You'll find dozens and dozens. These are the type of sections we've got to create on the website. So I've been thinking more about this. Just create horror sections of what they're doing to us. So everybody's freaked out about a drug raid where this happened, and of course it's bad. You can wear your ID cards, get searched, drug dogs, barbed wire fences around the schools. And now when they think there's some marijuana, as they're handing out Ritalin and Prozac 10 times worse, 100 times worse, they come in and train your children how to be basically criminals or prison inmates. All right, I'll get into the USS Liberty and a lot more when we get back. But everybody's freaking out about this treatment of Iraqis, and we get worse here.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light's self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
I want to get back into this school raid and the video cameras a little bit more, then I'll get into the USS Liberty, then to your calls and a bunch of other news and several guests today. But it's, you know, it's not just that the police went in their guns drawn and had all the children, the young people, lay down with their hands behind their heads. It's that the entire school was under massive total surveillance. On top of it, that's a whole other, again, wrinkle of this situation. It's not just Louisiana and Mississippi that have been in the news putting cameras in. Right here in Austin, they got microphones in the bathrooms, cameras in the halls, in the classrooms. But they've got the police in here. Aarons said the guns were just guns, were drawn as, quote, a matter of officer safety. I don't think it was an overreaction, he said. Anytime you have qualified information regarding drugs and large amounts of money, there's a reasonable assumption weapons are involved. Police handcuffed students who failed to respond to repeated police instruction. That's not on the video, by the way. The scene captured on the school video surveillance cameras were played much of the day on national news channels. I'm absolutely outraged, said Danny Parton, whose stepson attends Stratford. This is supposed to be a free country, not a police state. You see, we may not be a free country anymore, but people have the memory that it is. They still think it is, so in a way it still is. Because what gives orders in this world is the will to stand up, the will to oppress, the will to resist. That's a two-way street. They had all the children lay down, face down, with their hands behind their heads with those loaded guns aimed at them, with a bunch of trigger-happy, roid-head dogs all over their trail. And again, they've killed and injured a lot of children and a lot of police officers in drills, not school raids. And when there's a real problem at the school, the police are going to sit out there for 4 hours like they did at Columbine. And I'm not just bashing police here. It's the system. It's what they've been told to do, how they've been trained. And the national news put this out trying to condition us that this is normal, that this is acceptable. It's not acceptable. And I want to say something about this drug war. Again, they've got those children on Ritalin, Prozac, and a dozen other very dangerous drugs that are dozens, hundreds of times, depending on what statistic you look at, more dangerous than marijuana. By the way, the drugs wouldn't be popular and fashionable if they weren't illegal. There wouldn't be large amounts of money involved in it if they weren't illegal. It's just like alcohol prohibition. It's been done to corrupt our police, to bring large amounts of money into the black market, to energize the drug trade in this country. There are 100 plants in any state that'll get you high as a kite, but nobody uses them or talks about them because the media hasn't advertised them and promoted them and pushed them and made them so risque. This drug war gets bigger and bigger, and the bigger it gets, the more prisons we have, the more people in those prisons, the more crime we have, the more drugs we have, the more police knocking down your door in the middle of the night and spraying you with machine gun fire. And I love what this parent said. I'm absolutely outraged, said Danny Parton. This is supposed to be a free country, not a police state. Parent Nathaniel O'Day went to the police department Friday afternoon to file a complaint. He said his son, a senior basketball player, was pulled from another part of the school Wednesday and placed in the hallway in restraints. He claims his son was compliant but was handcuffed anyway. I'm appalled, he said, to just take a bunch of innocent kids and put them in restraints and to not even find anything. It's ridiculous. So sweeps happen periodically at high schools at principal's request, but this is the first time restraints were used, said Dave Barrow, supervisor for Barclay County High Schools. Wow. It says some residents sympathize with the officers. I'm sure students were frightened, but the harm there is with drug dealers is far greater than the police coming in. Oh, yes, give up liberty for security. I trust them to do what's right. I appreciate what they did. Now, let me tell you something. Judy Watkins, that's what paved the way for Hitler and Stalin and Mao and slavery in this country. And it's disgusting. You're a slave. You should move to Russia. So that's the new America, folks. They think there's some marijuana, so they do this. Everybody's upset about them doing the same thing to Iraqis. Shocking images shame U.S. forces. A series of shocking pictures revealed U.S. soldiers tying up Iraqi women and children in their own home has provoked international outrage. Oh, yeah, that's what oppressors do. To captive populations, you go into whole neighborhoods and tie everybody up. Here in Austin, we've had the Army involved with the local MJTF, multi-jurisdictional task force. So when they don't find drugs in one house, they start going house to house. Then Sheriff Margot Frazier got up on the news and said, we no longer need warrants in Travis County. Of course, she lost a lawsuit over that little remark. This is what they think. This is what they're trying to do. This is what they're trying to set up. Toll-free number to join us on air on this issue or any other issue, 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I do this show live. We're about to go to Pete Allen and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition. It's 1-800-259-9231. Before I do that, I do want to read this article about the USS Liberty from Newsmax. Then again, we'll go straight to your calls. Then we'll get into what's happening in Iraq, what's happening with the illegal aliens, some of the election news, and the drugging of the children. Before I get to this USS Liberty bombshell story, as Newsmax bills it, I want to remind the listeners that I produced 10 full-length feature documentary films. There's no better tool we found to wake people up. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the new film Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Ex-Mars Gulag, America that gets into the concentration camps. That's some of the other films we carry. Matrix of Evil is my newest film, my 10th film. We interview Congressman Ron Paul, excerpts of his speeches. He talks about the New World Order and who runs Washington, Congresswoman McKinney on 9/11, government assassinations, government-run white slavery rings, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, excerpts of three speeches I've given. It's a great video with a lot of prominent, informative people, and there's a lot of solutions and a lot of good news about the awakening that's taking place in this country in the new film, Matrix of Evil. By the way, you can watch the trailer for that at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll go watch the trailer for Matrix of Evil if you aren't online. There's, of course, Road to Tyranny, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, that covers September 11th, the government-sponsored terror, and the police state master plan and how to stop them. There's part two of that film, The Masters of Terror, which some say is the best video. Everybody's got their favorite. There's Police State 3, Total Enslavement, gets into PNAC, what the New World Order is, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculations, concentration camps, the cashless society control grid. And there's also my book, Descent into Tyranny, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, that covers a lot of what's in Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, focused down into one book. There's also Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, which is frankly the best 9/11 Oklahoma City MI5, MI6 terror attacks in England. It exposes Mossad controlling Hamas. This is all out of Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. It gets into the fake UFO movement being controlled by the government. It's an amazing book, 1995, over 300 pages. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one copy to give as a gift. These are great tools to wake people up. So you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can call toll-free to order the videos, and operators are there right now. Stop procrastinating. These are great tools, and your purchase supports the show, and you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes to help multiply this information. That's where the power lies, is in you taking action. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. And when you get three or more of the videos that are all over 2 hours long, they drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece. Big discount. So again, 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's cover the USS Liberty, then we'll go into your calls and then back into all of this really important news. USS Liberty bombshell. On June 8, 1967, the USS Liberty, then the world's most sophisticated intelligence-gathering ship, came under attack in the eastern Mediterranean after a two-hour attack by planes and torpedo boats. 70% of the 294-man crew were either dead or wounded. The attack was launched by a friendly country, Israel, which 3 days earlier had begun its six-day war with Egypt and was preparing to invade Syria the next day. The Chronicle of the 20th Century, which briefly records newsworthy events in chronological order, says that for its entry of June 8, 67, quote, Sinai, Israelis accidentally attacked U.S. ship, killing 10 and injuring 100. They actually killed more than that. That reflects the inadequate and inaccurate reporting by the news media at the time of the attack. The deplorable incident has festered like an infected wound for 36 years. Israel insisted that its pilots mistook the Liberty for an Egyptian freighter, a claim that those members of the crew who survived the attack deride. They charge that the Israelis conducted aerial surveillance of the Liberty for 6 hours before they attacked it. And Israeli pilots were on the record as saying they were ordered to attack it. They saw the American flag. That's on the record. They and others familiar with the ship say that it was flying a large American flag, which was replaced by an even larger flag when it was destroyed by the attackers. They also point out that the claim that the ship was mistaken for an old Egyptian freighter is absurd. An intelligence ship was loaded with antennas and carried a large satellite dish on the elevated structure near the stern. It was four times as large as the old Egyptian freighter. Its identification numbers were painted on the bow in white letters 10 feet high. if the numbers couldn't be seen by the Israeli pilots, they could not have missed the torpedo boats that fired on the lifeboats deployed by the Liberty at only a few hundred yards away. The Liberty Alliance, an organization formed to counteract the lies, said to have been told to justify the Israeli attack and the cover-up by President Lyndon Johnson, deployed its forces on Capitol Hill on October 22, 2003. The chairman of the Liberty Alliance, Admiral Thomas H. Moore, former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, presided over the news conference in the Rayburn House office building. The most stunning revelation was the statement by Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty. His statement was read by Rear Admiral Merlin Starling, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, following her portions of what he read. Before I finish the last page of this, and there have been a lot of other big articles written about this, 5 years ago I had more on about this. I had other survivors of it on. I've had them on earlier this year, back in January. They were called on board the aircraft carrier after they were finally rescued after hours and hours and hours and hours of the planes being ordered to stand down. And finally, Israeli special forces who flew up in helicopters. The story is they refused to board and kill everybody. They basically had their own little mutiny. And the helicopters were right there with special forces ready to be loaded on and kill them. But when our sailors, including the captain, who stood at the deck for hours while his leg was half blown off, he won the Congressional Medal of Honor, as did others, when they got off, the admiral said, "Men, tell me exactly what happened." And he took his hat off and said, I'm just an enlisted man now." And when they told him what happened, he put it back on. He said, "If you ever tell anybody what happened, you will be court-martialed and given life in prison or worse." And they knew what worse meant. You'll be killed. I don't like the people that told the truth about what Jessica Lynch really did. Five of them are now dead in the last 2 weeks. Sniper attacks, suicides, car wrecks, drowning in puddles of water. And so they were told, keep your mouths shut. Now, it came out, and we've had dozens of the survivors. I've probably had them on 10 times, multiple guests each time. We're going to have them back on, by the way, all the new developments. Because now people involved in the so-called inquiry are admitting they were told to lie. These are prominent people coming forward. The important thing here is I don't just blame Israel. Okay, Israel can do wicked things just like our government can, just like the Syrian government can. You know, governments can do evil things. They do evil things. They do ruthless things. Most governments do. That's the norm, not the exception. But the point here is that the aircraft carrier launched fighter interceptors to take out the gunboats and jets that were attacking it hour after hour, over 700 cannon holes, a huge torpedo hole 30 feet wide on both sides, thousands of 50 caliber armor-piercing holes, white phosphorus bombs, napalm, the list goes on for hours, literally. Dozens of aircraft, four torpedo boats, hours and hours of attacking. When those jets were going to intercept from 40 miles away, halfway there, the White House had taken control of that ship a week before, never done that before. They were in control. They had told that ship, the Liberty, where to park, what to do, how to sit there in international waters. And they told the jets to turn back and not to help them. And then began sending a transmission order that that's not our ship, leave it alone, don't help them. While the ship is on the radio begging the aircraft carrier and the task force for aid. So again, what does Operation Northwoods call for? It says we can blow up a ship again like we did in Havana Harbor in 1898. We can park a ship, blow it up, kill everybody on board, and blame it on the Cubans. This is 1962, folks. Signed by Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff L.L. Emenser. Okay? They say we can kill Marines at Guantanamo using U.S. Army dressed up like Cubans. We can bomb D.C. We can commit sniper attacks in D.C. And then we'll grab patsies and blame them and have show trials. It describes how to do the whole thing. It's public document. It's on Infowars.com in the 9/11 section. It's on PrisonPlanet.com in the 500-plus news article section on 9/11. So see, that's why this is so important. They've carried out everything that's in that plan. Because in the Northwoods document, they called for remote-controlling hijacked jet airliners. They said it's better to have young people on board. If we kill a bunch of college students, that'll really get people mad. That'll cause a helpful wave of national indignation, close quote. You sit there and wonder how the government could carry out 9/11 when we got their own official plans? Now, in 64, to get us into Vietnam, they just had the destroyers claim they were under attack. That's now admitted to not be true, Gulf of Tonkin. Does this mean we support Cuba or we support Vietnam or we support the Egyptians? No, it means that you don't become worse than them to beat them. This is how they've warped our military, warped our government. You dance with the devil, you turn into him, I guess they say. We finish the last page, and I promise we'll go to Pete and Alan and many others that are patiently holding. Now, this is a quote from the press conference with Admiral Moore and others. The late Admiral Isaac Kidd and I were given only 1 week. This is by the captain who was doing the whitewash in Congress, there next door to Congress, giving a speech. The late Admiral Isaac Kidd and I were given only a week to gather evidence for the Navy's official investigation. Despite the short amount of time we were given, we gathered a vast amount of evidence, including hours of heartbreaking testimony from the young survivors. The evidence was clear. Both Admiral Kidd and I believe with certainty that the attack, which killed 34 sailors and injured 172, the encyclopedia says 10 soldiers, folks. See the lies? Was a deliberate, when it was 34, was a deliberate effort to sink an American ship and murder its entire crew. I am certain that the Israeli pilots that undertook the attack, as well as their supervisors who had ordered the attack, were aware that the ship was American. I saw our flag, which had visibly identified the ship as American, riddled with bullet holes, and heard testimony that made it clear that the Israelis intended that there be no survivors. Not only did the Israelis attack the ship for 2 hours with napalm, gunfire, and hundreds of rockets and missiles, Israeli torpedo boats machine-gunned three lifeboats that had been launched in an attempt to save the crew, a war crime. After saying he was moved to speak out by the book titled The Liberty Incident by Jay Crystal, he described it as an attempt to whitewash the facts. He then dropped a bombshell, saying, I have firsthand knowledge from many personal conversations with Admiral Kidd and President Lyndon Johnson and Secretary of Defense Robert Piece of Garbage McNamara personally ordered him to cover up the true facts and conclude the attack was a cause of mistaken identity despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. You heard that? Admiral Kidd and President Johnson and Secretary of Defense McNamara personally ordered him to cover up the true facts and conclude the attack was a case of mistaken identity. He did not mention the LBJ also rescinded an order to send carrier-based fighter planes that were only 15 minutes away to defend the Liberty. Liberty Alliance is pressing for an official, open, conducted reinvestigation of the tragedy that will consider this new testimony along with evidence that was suppressed or ignored. Some say the cover-up is ordered by the president can't succeed because some in the know will talk. Captain Boston has finally talked. He and Liberty survivors deserve a hearing. We're going to get them all on the show, folks. I'm going to do maybe an hour or five shows in a row on this. I'm going to do probably 5 hours on this. We'll have our own little court proceeding. But I've had second mates on the show. I've had officers on the show that were on that ship. I've had people involved in the investigation. I've had more. The Admiral, later Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, who blew the whistle about nerve gassing our own troops. By the way, I was talking to my uncle this weekend, who was in Nam on secret CIA missions to into Laos. He couldn't tell me much. He just said, yeah, we had that gas. He never did it himself, but he was on missions. If Special Forces, again, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, that's all public, folks. And Moore blew the whistle about that, Operation Sawdust. And Moore is a good guy. He's an amazing individual. He was Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, folks, in 70 to 72, or it's 70, 74. So you can't hide this. I've had the sailors on who were told by the admiral on board the ship, you're going to life in prison if you tell anybody what happened. Now, the question is, and I'm not defending Israel on this or the White House, the question is, why did they have the Israeli helicopters there with the special forces with their shotguns? Why did they refuse? Because it has come out that they just said, no, we're not going to go on board the ship and kill them. The Israeli government was evil, but the pilots had to be ordered three times to attack the ship. That's why it's on the radio record. They've gone public in Jewish newspapers. The real culpability here lies, the bigger story, is the U.S. government and Lyndon Baines Johnson and the New World Order and how that ties into the Northwoods document. Because if we just blame it on Israel, who is culpable and should pay for this, but if we just leave it with Israel, how did Israel call back the jets? How did Israel cover up what happened? How did Israel take control of that ship and order it to be parked there at that certain area of the waters when normally the ship was to move quickly back and forth along the coastline? That ship was to be sunk, and I've had the members on of that ship, dozens of them. They agree, and the evidence shows that ship was to be sunk, everyone on board to be killed, including those in the life rafts, to be blamed on Egypt as a problem reaction solution scenario. So that's the reality, folks, and I've talked to Don Darling, who was the captain of a ship in the Mediterranean when this happened. He was the captain of a nuclear submarine retrieval vessel, top-rated Navy diver. And the guy's something else, and he's with Veterans for Peace here in Austin, and nuclear radiation survivor, and he's interviewed all these people, and he'll tell you it's obvious what happened with this situation and how it ties into 9/11. All right, we'll come back, I promise, go straight to your calls and cover a lot of other key news. This USS Liberty is very, very important.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Covering all the real news, folks. Pete, Allen, Stephen, Tony, George, your calls are coming up right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Been a while. Nice to chat with you again. Not normally available when you have your show during the day, so I listen to the refeed at night. What I wanted to call in about, the main point was an issue that you raised in, I think the show was on Friday. You mentioned the internationalization of Social Security.
Well, yeah, and they're going to have the same number through your passport and ID. It's going to be an international card. The standards are already set. This is admitted mainstream news. But again, it's like we tell people the Jessica Lynch story isn't true. We tell them that the, you know, that the government, that the Federal Reserve's private. We have to wait till they find out on their own. They won't believe us.
Well, Alex, I think you hit on a on an issue that you might say you really found the dog that hunts as far as a political issue to push the business about the internationalization of Social Security. Because, you know, very often if you tell people, you know, Social Security is voluntary and you don't have to have that number, they'll look at you with this glazed over look and give you this silly grin.
And that's the federal law, by the way.
What, that it's voluntary?
Yes.
Well, of course, I know. You could write the Socialist Security Administration. They'll even send you a letter to that effect. However, most people are under the assumption that it's mandatory because, in a de facto sense, it is mandatory because your average employer would not know what to do unless you gave
them
that
number. Yeah,
you can
either buy nor sell without it. They go, oh, it's not the law, but you can't get gasoline without it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And now, the reason I say that is under the new British ID card, you won't be able to leave your house without it.
Well, the issue is to push, though, is not the use of it as an identification. The use of it, the thing to push is the internationalization. That's to say, if you talk to some retirees, they don't want to pick up the tabs for people down in Mexico or Guatemala. And for a politician who's running for office, that's the issue to raise. Either A, don't internationalize it, because these are our taxpayers and they have earned those credits. They don't need to be supporting people overseas with their retirement. Or B, if you're going to internationalize it, then you need to give everybody here.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Great points, Pete. On this subject, I would add that it's about merging our governments. This is how the United Nations got the EU through, was so-called trade deals and so-called Social Security deals with their pension plans. This is how they're getting it done. And look, these illegal aliens, on average, pull more welfare than anybody else. They'll have multiple ID cards, multiple identities. I mean, California's going bankrupt because of, more than anything, because of the $30 billion a year. That's a year that the illegals are pulling out of the economy. And so now the government says, oh, we got to give them their fair share. They paid taxes into the Social Security system, so now we're going to pay this into the Mexican government. Again, it's about merging our governments, and that's what's happening, but you do have a good point. We're going to break here and come back with Alan, Steve, Tony, George, and others. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about children being held up at gunpoint when the police think there's marijuana in the school, having everybody lay out in the halls with their hands behind their heads? What do you think about them using the Patriot Act to go after topless bars and county commissioners for zoning scams? What do you think about more U.S. soldiers getting killed this weekend and helicopters getting blown up? What do you think about the USS Liberty now with the captain who was in the White House being told to whitewash what really happened with the USS Liberty? All these subjects and more. I haven't even scratched the surface. We got 2 hours left and a guest coming on. Big show on this 10th of November 2003 edition. And I want to go to these calls a little bit quicker, so make your points, ask your question. We're going to move on to the next person. I want to get everybody in today. We'll be back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.